Hey there, this is Heather McAllister, a health coach for women in midlife. I went from feeling fat and tired at 40 to living my best life ever 9 years later. I now feel better than ever in my body and in my clothes. I feel a renewed sense of purpose and energy, and I'm here to share that with you. It was not an easy path. I had a lot of missteps along the way. But all those missteps have made it easier to help women facing the same struggles. So I created the Get Better with Heather podcast to give you simple and effective strategies to do the same thing. So if you're a woman in midlife and you're struggling to feel good in your body, to take off extra weight without obsessing over food, to get motivated and get moving, then this podcast is for you. Hit the subscribe button to stay up to date, and let's get started. Well, hello there. I am back with part two regarding hunger and cravings. So in part one, I talked a lot about the kind of telling the difference between what's true hunger and cravings and what your body's looking for. And in this episode, I really want to give you some tips, practical tips on knowing, kind of getting in touch with your body, but also just some practical ideas on when to eat and how to go longer between meals, because really, if you are having cravings and you're needing to eat every couple of hours, unless you have a medical condition, you should be able to go 4 to 6 hours comfortably between meals. If you're not, then it could be that you're eating the wrong foods, you have some blood sugar crashes happening, or we talked a little bit about the emotional side of eating. So we could be stressed out, or we could be stressed and not getting enough sleep at night, which is going to impact how we feel the next day and what our body's craving. So the first tip that I have for you is do a body scan. And one of the things that I work with my clients is giving them a hunger scale and really starting to think about feeling true hunger. And true hunger, again, from the last episode, happens slowly over time. So you'll start to feel this sort of buildup of hunger. So once you're at a 2 on a scale of 0 or 1 to 10, you should be starting to think about and planning for what you're going to eat. Now, having said that, one of the things that I think is really important, and this could be something that you do concretely, writing it down, or mentally, just preparing. Each night before the next day, I like to have a plan for what I'm going to eat. And it's not always a very specific plan, but it's a general plan of when am I going to have time to eat tomorrow. So I usually know what my schedule is, which is fortunate. If you don't have a ton of control over your schedule, that is also something to think about, because these are barriers and obstacles that are going to be thrown in your way. And when you have a plan ahead of time and you have plans for these obstacles, it becomes much easier to overcome them rather than being sort of reactive. Your brain already has sort of a contingency plan, right? So have a general idea of what you're going to eat that day. It really helps you to stay on track when you're not at the whim of how you're feeling in the moment to eat. Okay, so do a body scan. Have a plan ahead of time so that when you do start to feel hungry, you have an idea of where you're going to get your meal from and what it is going to be. I also encourage you, if you are truly on this, and I see this come up for people sometimes in different ways and forms, and this is my opinion. Again, this is my experience and my opinion. For everybody, this is different. But if you are trying to lose weight and you're really struggling, you may need to be a little flexible in what you're eating, being that I do not tolerate all the foods that my husband and my kids can tolerate. My body is different physiologically, hormonally, all of that. And if all I do is eat what they eat, but less of it, I'm going to be really, really hungry because my blood sugar levels are going to be off, basically. So I have other options thrown in there. And, you know, because I do the grocery shopping, I have some control over that. I really do think, and I encourage you to regain some control and be a little flexible if you can in what you're eating and when you're eating, because it may be different than your family members. Now, it can all fit together. It's just that sometimes it could be tweaked a little bit differently just to set you up for success. So that's just another tip. Using a hunger scale, feeling what your body's feeling. If you start to feel hungry, if it comes on really quick, a couple of things that you can do. Think about when you ate last. Did you eat enough? Were you satisfied? Is there something else going on? And this actually becomes really, really important because I like to have my clients use a journal to really journal what their emotions are when they're eating, to just start gaining this awareness of, am I eating because I'm truly hungry? Am I eating because I'm stressed? What are the thoughts going through my head when I'm eating? So really thinking about the physical aspect, your hunger scale, what's going on in your brain, and understanding that. And I think that's a critical piece. Both of those are two parts of this whole weight loss program that's so important, is getting dialed in on physiologically what's going on in your brain, because your brain could pretty much overcome everything, but it can also hijack your weight loss efforts if you're not aware of what's going on and you're not developing some control over what your brain is telling you to do. The other thing that I think is really important, just to make things so much easier and better for you, is thinking about your macros. Now, you can really figure out your exact macros. Some people really do like that. I tend to find that restrictive for me, and I start to obsess over things a little bit too much. So for me, it kind of makes me feel like, oh, now I'm having to measure everything, and it feels very rule-based, which I'm not really a big fan of. So that doesn't work for me. But I have a general idea in my brain of the ratios of fiber, fat, and protein. And one of the things, if you're not able to go long between meals, you probably have to reduce your carbs in general. This is what I'm saying. If you're not sure about how to work this, it's definitely something we could work on if you'd like. Contact me about that. But upping your protein, having enough fiber in your diet to slow digestion and reduce your blood sugar impact of the food, and making sure you're getting healthy fats. Protein and fat are going to give you some nice long lasting energy, and the fiber is going to help do some really awesome things for your gut microbiome if you tolerate it. But it's also going to slow your digestive process, which is very helpful when you're trying to lose weight. And the other thing that I want to say is, it's okay to feel hungry. You know, there are times that I'm like, okay, my body's hungry. I know I ate, and I know I ate well a few hours ago. So as long as I'm hydrated and I've eaten well, it's not a medical emergency for me, knowing that about my body, it's okay to feel that. I can distract myself, I can walk away. And if that hunger kind of goes away with distraction, it's probably more of a craving than true hunger. Something else is kind of going on there. So I'm okay with putting it off for a little while. I don't need to give into my hunger every second. And that's one of the things that I think that happens. Sometimes people are like, oh, I'm hungry. And on a scale of 1 to 10, right, 10 would be you're starving. 1 would be, you know, you're mildly hungry. You don't have to eat at a 1, right? You could wait till you're a 3 or a 4. So these are things that you can develop this sort of resilience for, this mindset for. It's not an emergency to eat at a 1. And I believe that some of this has come from the marketing and the culture that we live in. Everything, you know, we've been marketed to that we need to eat a power bar after we've worked out, or we need to have, you know, a protein shake after we've worked out. We really don't. There are some circumstances where that may be applicable, but not if you are looking to lose weight. So you don't need to eat all the time. Honestly, this is not something that your body is optimal for your body, especially if you're dealing with resistant weight loss. So some of the tactics. If it's not real hunger, I suggest having some water, taking some deep breaths, relaxing, really getting in touch with what else might be going on and causing some stress, and then wait and see if it goes away. Again, distraction. And if it comes back and you're so, you feel like the hunger is building, that's, a time to eat whatever it is that's in your meal plan. The other thing that has really helped me kind of overcome this mindset of being emotionally connected to my food is connecting with my future vision of myself. When you become the person, when you think about becoming that person, and you step into who that person is and what that person feels in that moment and what types of decisions that person makes in that moment, you are going to make decisions and have behaviors of that future version of yourself versus the version of who you are now. So this isn't to say that you aren't who you are now, but who you are now has gotten you where you are right now. And this applies to anything in life. So you really need to step into this belief of the future version of yourself. Now, this isn't being delusional, and this isn't really truly believing you're that person right now, but it's stepping into the belief of that person, of what that person, and coming from the mindset of where that person makes decisions. Because if you're in this belief pattern of I'm broken, or I'll always be heavy, or this is who I am, and this is just so hard for me. Those beliefs are going to dictate behaviors that kind of keep you making decisions, and making it more difficult to change the behaviors that you want to change. So this is just, and this is something that's very much a work in progress. It's not something that you're going to do once and get it. But the more time you start to put yourself into that future version, and you connect with the feeling and the thoughts of that who you want to become, it will help guide all of your behaviors. And so I did a post on this recently on Instagram and Facebook, and one of the things to really think about, and one of the things that the principles that kind of helps put this in perspective for me the best is if you were a smoker, right? And I was a smoker many years ago. I never truly believed that that was who I was, because I had this belief in myself that health, being healthy, is very important to me. When I finally stepped into that belief of this is not who I am, it became so much easier to kick the habit of doing it. And that's kind of the same thing when you're trying to lose weight. So it can actually be helpful too to go back in your past and think about times of when you've lost weight before and how did that feel? Who were you being in that moment when you were able to lose weight, assuming it was a healthy mindset and not, something very restrictive. But when you felt good about yourself, when stepping into that belief of who you are. So if you come from that person, that belief of this is who I am, then the big decisions you make are all coming from that person and that belief. And it really allows you to overcome things like the physiological cravings that you're going to feel that may feel kind of lousy. But your brain is so powerful. And as soon as you tap into that future vision of yourself and really connect strongly with the reason why you're doing this, all of that other stuff becomes manageable and you're able to make those changes much more easily. So that is part two of Cravings and Tips for Hunger. If you are interested in doing this work with me, I offer a 90-day program for one-on-one coaching currently, and we could come up with a weekly plan to kind of overcome all of those obstacles and things that get in your way, and then also like how to really develop this clarity and getting in touch with your body and understanding what you need, not based on what somebody else thinks you need to do, but truly identifying what works best for you. Hope you all have a really awesome day, and I will see you or talk to you next time. I am so excited to announce that I will be rolling out the Better Body Formula, which is an online health coaching program to help my lady friends like me in midlife struggling to lose weight and feel good in their bodies. It is a step-by-step approach with coaching as part of the program and something that you can do at your own pace. So you could say goodbye to dieting and finally have an easy-to-follow formula, a formula that has taken years for me to develop because, yes, I was the guinea pig. I was the one going through all of these ups and downs and making all of these mistakes. But I've packaged all of those mistakes and all of the things that I've learned from my two certifications in health coaching, from all my knowledge about the human body, about the human brain, and about the life of a woman in midlife, a busy mom, a career woman, and how to implement the best program to finally take charge of your body, enhance energy, and learn how to listen to your body so that you're not having to go to experts and you're not having to go to books and people telling you, totally different things. This is one program where you get to decide what is the best method for you and learn how to identify your unique roadblocks, the things that get in your way. I spent a lot of time self-sabotaging my weight loss efforts, and some of those were limiting beliefs that I had, and other reasons were totally physiological things that I didn't understand. If you want to get on the wait list, go ahead and click the link that's in the show notes. It is going to be an awesome program, self-paced. Like I said, it's going to have some coaching component to it, so I will be helping you throughout the way and helping you create awesome confidence that impacts your life in every way. To get on the wait list for the Better Body Formula, go to land.getbetterwithheather.com/betterbody. This is the wait list that I will use to send out email updates so that you are the first to know about this program when it becomes available, and I guarantee that there are going to be some awesome bonuses to the first few members of this program. So go ahead, sign up. All you have to do is put your email address in, and I will send you those updates.